Oh, Trent, we're all a bit down, mate. How did you view it last night? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. It was very tough to watch, to be honest. I always knew the battle at hand there to go in their backyard and to bring it home. But, yeah, mate, it was really tough to watch, to be honest.
They just couldn't get going.
No, they couldn't. I think Queensland just come out flying. I think just watching it closely, they got a bit wider off the ruck. Their passes were two men wide, and they got away from the middle of the field and kept New South Wales turning up on the inside and kept the middlemen working hard and just broke them down in the end. I think they just had no juice. I think after Dugan scored that try, I thought we were in there for a chance. I think momentum was starting to shift a bit, but just too classy, Queensland. They're just too controlling.
I thought they should have led by 30 at the half-time break, and Dugan did score that try, and I think it was probably in about the next set of six, there was the stripping penalty that went against Wade Graham, and that was it. Queensland went down the other end of the field and scored, Trent.
Yeah, it was. I think that broke their back a bit. I think they did get a bit of confidence after Dukes crossed the line, but you can't give a team like that the ball. I think the possession was 65%. New South Wales, you can't win an NRL game like that. So to come up against Queensland in their own backyard and to come up with possession like that, definitely not going to be the result that us as New South Wales fans and players are looking for. So, yeah, like I keep saying, it was very tough to watch. I had to walk away and get ready again for next year.
How do we quantify belief, Trent? You know, whether there was that real belief in New South Wales that they could actually topple Queensland, because it didn't appear that way in the last 20 minutes in Sydney or the 80 minutes up here.
Yeah, well, as a squad, I know there's plenty of belief in that squad to get the job done. I think there could be more belief from New South Wales. I know it's hard that we haven't been getting the results, but just reading the paper yesterday and said, don't blow it, like on the back page. So I don't feel that us as a state can... We could do a lot better with getting some belief behind the team there and helping across the line. But I do believe there's plenty of belief in the squad, in the staff, and as a group there coming into the State of Origin. It's just you're coming up against a classy team. I think you've got to be on your game every time you play up against them. So, like I said, to play with 65% possession, you're never going to win the game.
Trent, how do they assess this, mate? Because I think last year you guys could have won it. It was such a close contest. You win Origin 2. This year you've won the series and it's another one that gets away. So how do they take stock and reassess? And it may be without Laurie Daly as well.
Yeah, I think you just got to... The hardest thing is you've got to sit in it for a little bit. You've got to feel that pain and how much it hurts. You can't shy away from that at all. You just got to let time do its course, and eventually you turn that pain into motivation. And I think that's the thing. I think the last 2 years we've been very close, so that's been a positive as well. So it's not too far away from us. I think we just got to get the nucleus right and take it on again next year.
We've lost 11 of the last 12, Trent. How much more pain do you want?
Well, as much as it takes till we get one, I think. You can't tell the future. I think you just got to keep working hard. I think that's in life as well. You just keep working hard, and then the accolades come off the back of that. I think no one's not working hard in that squad or for New South Wales. I just think that we just got to keep chipping away at it, and the tables will turn just like it did for Queensland.
You know, everyone looks for alternatives now, Trent. You know, changes to the coaching structure, changes to the team structure. You know, your teammates have been spoken about. Well, you've been spoken about quite clearly, but away from you, you know, Nathan Cleary, the future, Matty Moylan, the future. You're struggling for Penrith at the moment, but how would you view them? Is it too early for those guys?
Oh, there's going to be names to tossed up left, right and centre. I think that's what comes after this. Everyone's name gets tossed up and then they go off the back of that. But, mate, there's still a lot of work to be done with myself and players that have been tossed up. So the players that are, they've just got to concentrate on what they're capable of doing and playing good footy week in, week out for the club. I think the rest is up to the selectors, like it is every year. They'll come up with a nucleus they think is going to get the job done. And everyone else just needs to keep chipping away and working really hard. I think that's all you can really do.
Before we get on to the performance against Manly, mate, have you got a thought, if Laurie isn't there, of a coach that you think might be ideal?
Oh, mate, that's the least of my worries, to be honest. I think it's a tough gig, no matter who comes into that role. I think Loz has done a great job so far. So
yeah,
it's a tough game. It's a beast of a game, Origin, and Queensland have got it right the last few years. They obviously got a system that really works for them. I think we're working really hard on that, and we're getting closer and closer. Like you said, last year we were really close. We could have taken out in game two this year, but yeah, we're close as well. It's just getting it right and then sticking to it.
All right, mate. It was a good win over Manly. Manly had been on a roll. They weren't happy with the 14-4 penalty count, but you got the chocolates there, and you sit in ninth now.
Yes, we are. We've made it hard for ourselves the whole year, I think. I think we've been a lot better than what where we're sitting on the table. I think we could be up there. It's just we're letting ourselves down at the moment. But it was a great win. We're at home. We're all excited about that. It's been a while, and to come up against a top four team in Manly and get away with the 2 points, I think we take a lot of confidence out of that. And, hopefully we can build some momentum off the back of that.
Mate, the problem is, I reckon it's do or die this weekend. You've got the Warriors, they're the favourites up against you guys, so you're away from home. If you're going to make the top eight, you've got to win against the Warriors. It's that simple.
Yeah, it is. Hit the nail on the head. It definitely is. I thought it was do or die last weekend as well. I think every game from last week on here on in is do or die. So that's the approach that we're taking it. It's definitely a big game here. We're in New Zealand. We're in their backyard, and it's, they're definitely playing for their season as well. So it's going to be a massive game for us. I'm excited. I think these are the games you want to play in. To keep yourself alive and keep moving forward in the competition. You want to be there at the end of the year and do your best to hold that trophy up. So I think it all starts this weekend.
Mm. And what are the changes you're seeing at the moment, Trent?
Yeah.
I think like we talked about before, the belief. I think last week I think our defensive efforts were a bit rather than the South game, but from the Cowboys in, I think we've got a lot of confidence in our defence. I think the belief from one another, the left side, the right side of each other, doing their job and tying in and working really hard for each other is growing from the last few weeks. And our attack's slowly coming together as well. I think that was some of our dramas the last few weeks, and we've got a good system going now and everyone believes in it. And yeah, we got the win last week by off the back of that, and we're just carrying into this week.
Trent, we thank you for your time. It was nice to talk about a Panthers victory. Let's hope we talk about a Panthers win against the Warriors, and we're still looking for solutions for New South Wales, but that'll go on for another 12 months, Trent.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he goes. Trent Merrin from the Penrith Panthers. Well, clearly, the Eels are in eighth position, the Panthers ninth, the Warriors 10th. They're both on 7 wins apiece, the Panthers and the Warriors. If you're going to make the finals, you've got to win on the weekend. Mm.